True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most football talk in town. Your home for the Hokies. And today is a special day. The Virginia Tech Hokies welcomed in a new football coach, one with great pedigree and a winning resume. James Franklin, welcome to Blacksburg. We'll take you to Blacksburg. We'll hear some clips from the head coach. We'll be joined by a few special guests, including the play-by-play voice of the Hokies football team, Bill Roth, for the Cowan Gates Hokies update at 1:30. It's a Wizards Wednesday, which means we'll go all things NBA with the play-by-play voice of the Wizards. The radio party can be heard here on The Fan. It's Dave Johnson. He'll join us today at 12:30. We'll check in on the NFL with the MVP ladder, QBIQ, and previewing this weekend's best games. But you know how we like to start the show every day, by catching you up on anything you might have missed around the sports world when we open up our sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores, highlights.
Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The sports app.
So I think the big story in the NFL is the quarterbacks they're going to start this weekend. Browns, Shedeur Sanders is going to make his first NFL start. I'm happy for this kid. I'm glad he's going to get the opportunity. Dylan Gabriel, who was drafted two rounds ahead of him, has already gotten his opportunity. He remains in the NFL's concussion protocol. So Cleveland doesn't really have an opportunity. They've got to play the son of a Hall of Famer and current Colorado football coach Deion Sanders. Shedeur got an opportunity towards the end of last game. Didn't make the most of it, but he deserves a full week of prep to learn the game plan and get an opportunity to start. Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers does not need surgery. I told you I don't believe he will end up starting this weekend for Pittsburgh. Status still to be determined. How about Jordan Love? What did he prove, if anything, in the win over the New York Giants? Let's take a listen to Get Up ESPN.
You paid Jordan Love to be the dude. To be the dude, right? Now, you can't control the drops, but the inconsistency that we see play, that part for him has to be, everybody's got to be able to count. That guy is not going to be the problem. Yeah. And that's my issue with
it. And Jordan Love is in this category that we reward these quarterbacks when they get to a certain point, but the reward that we give them is we're going to grade you on a different scale.
Amen.
Jordan Love can't prove anything to us against the Giants in the middle of the season.
No.
It's already been proven. We already know that you're capable of this. What Jordan Love has to do is like that next level, those bigger games. And so he's not going to silence any doubters until he does it against the Eagles or he does it in the playoffs against one of these bigger teams.
Right.
Let's go over to the NBA on the sports app. Giannis Antetokounmpo of the Milwaukee Bucks left the game with a groin strain. He'll be reevaluated in 1 to 2 weeks. He's out for the next week at least for the Bucks. LeBron James, the king, made his Lakers debut against the Utah Jazz, and it was quite the debut. 140-126, a win for the Lake Show. LeBron had 11 points, 12 assists, 3 rebounds in 30 minutes. After the game, Lakers coach J.J. Redick said, "I just thought he played with the right spirit, very unselfish all night. The defense is going to pay attention to him, particularly when he has the ball in the post, when he's putting pressure on the rim. I just thought he made a lot of great decisions tonight. Really good to have him back." The Lakers also scored an incredible amount of points, 140 in the win, and LeBron dropped a double-double.
He does a good job in transition, both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, really does. Lob, and throw it down. DeAndre Ayton, the lob, and the jam from James.
Over to the Eastern Conference, and the story has been the Detroit Pistons. They're at the top of the East. They win their 11th straight game. And this one, thanks to Cade Cunningham. Let's take a listen to the call.
Gets it back. He knows the clock. The clock's at 2. He rises and fires and fills it up.
You knew it. You're right.
We'll get the latest from the Wizards with Dave Johnson at 12:30. Over to college football on the Sports app. All right, so we had the 12-team college football playoff rankings come out yesterday, and we all got to see the latest top 25. There's a few things that I did not like. I did not like Notre Dame being ahead of Miami. I did not like JMU not being in the field, and I did not like how far Virginia had fallen. Look, I just don't think there's a lot of respect for the ACC, and that plays a big part of this, but the committee is setting themselves up for the SEC to get 5 teams in. If you like SEC football, you're going to be happy about that. To me, this year, I'm interested to see, does the Big Ten get 4 teams in, or are they limited to just 3? Because it does seem like Notre Dame is going to be in. Here is Paul Feinbaum chiming in on the latest rankings, Notre Dame over Miami.
Paul, the idea that Miami beats Notre Dame head-to-head and remains behind them because of the quality of Notre Dame's losses seems to rub a lot of people the wrong way. How does it rub you?
It rubs me beyond the wrong way. And Greeny, I'll continue my rant about Notre Dame. I've been hearing, and you have been hearing because you lived near Notre Dame growing up, that Notre Dame, in college, I should say, that Notre Dame, there's a bias. There is a bias. Let's just go ahead and admit it. And this committee, I have no earthly idea why they can't move beyond it, because they're supposed to be objective. But it just seems like let's always give Notre Dame the loss. And I feel badly for Miami. They got knocked out last year. They were the last team out along with Alabama. They did some of it to themselves. But they beat Notre Dame. Shouldn't head-to-head matter in college football or in any sporting event? But apparently, to this committee, it does not matter at all.
What they're basically saying with Notre Dame's 8-2 record and a loss to Miami, and Miami's 8-2 record and 2 ACC losses, is that the 2 ACC losses are worse than a head-to-head loss and a loss to Texas A&M. So you're basically saying Notre Dame is not 8-2, but 8-1.5, because they don't get a full 2 losses because they lost to one of the top teams in the country. So why are you even playing the games? Just awarding the big brands. It's stupid. If they started today, Ohio State would be the 1 seed. Indiana, the 2 seed. A&M, 3. Georgia, 4. Tulane would face off against Texas Tech. Notre Dame, Oklahoma. Miami, Ole Miss. And then Alabama, Oregon. Man, I would love Alabama's path to the championship if that's the way it plays out. Let's move over to college basketball here on the Sports app. There were 2 great top 25 matchups yesterday in college hoops. Let's get to the 2 of them before previewing today's matchups that also include a bunch of top 25 matchups. North Carolina defeated Navy 73-61. Arkansas survives. Coach Calipari gets the win over Winthrop. They are 4-1, now 84-83. But the State Farm Champions Classic was awesome television. I think we'll start with Michigan State, as I just thought Izzo's team was more prepared. They were stronger, more talented, and he's the better coach. And they got the win. Cam Ward with an electric finish. Michigan State dominates.
Tang back out to Scott. Now Fears with 10 to shoot. Cooper the ball screen. Fears the lob. Oh, finish!
Kansas. Duke, your late game, and Kansas, I thought, had the advantage in the early 15 minutes of this game, and then Duke got going, and the Boozer twins got going. Cam Boozer, led Duke with 18 points. Trey White led Kansas. Duke survives, gets a 12-point win, 78-66. Here's Boozer with a tough and one.
Saar wide open in the corner. What a rebound. And Boozer gets it to go and one.
So there are a couple of really good college basketball games going on tonight. The one I wanted to spotlight is 4-0 Arizona at 4-0 UConn, number four against number three currently. Alabama is 2-1 to start the season, but they play tough games. They just lost to Purdue in a top 10 matchup there. They've got another opportunity in a top 10 opponent tonight against Illinois, who is 4-0. The Fighting Illini have this team that is basically full of Euro players, and they ball out. There's Mirkovic. There's Stojakovic. There's Ivasic. They've got all the Eastern European guys. It's fun to watch. In their last game, it was Stojakovic who led them off the bench with 23 points. Andrei Stojakovic. Yeah, if you're an NBA fan, that's Peja's son. If you're like me and you grew up watching Peja Stojakovic win the three-point contest every year, you love to see his son have success. He was at Cal last year, transferred to Illinois, is averaging 14 points per game. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We'll go inside the mind of the NFL quarterback on QBIQ at 2 p.m. 2:30, Preston Wilton talk UVA football and UVA basketball. We'll crosstalk with Michael Phillips when we return here on the new Sports Radio 910 AM, 105.1 FM.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. I don't think Stubb ever played this song, Michael. I mean, Jeremy's,
I'm fired up.
He's changing the style a little bit of AWOD Radio.
Well, Stubb didn't go to enough. Like, Jeremy's been to a lot of games, I would guess. Like, yeah. what's a Like, what's the total number of, like, game Stubbs been to? It's probably less than 100, right?
Yeah.
I'm not taking over on Jeremy.
I would, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's got, like, probably Thunderstruck, like, all the typical
crazy
games.
Crazy train.
Yeah, that you'll hear when you go to NFL or a college stadium. I want to talk some college football with you. You got Michael Phillips here. That means it's time for Crosstalk on AWOD Radio.
If I could just have your attention.
It's Crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on The Fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody loved. What's the name of that movie? It's not Crosstalk, but it sounds like Crosstalk. It's Crosstalk on The Fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is Crosstalk.
So, Michael, what I love is I have an argument on Mondays, or in this case it was Tuesdays at Capitol Ale House with Hokie Steve, and then I take his argument here to the studio and argue with you. Does JMU get into the college football playoffs? Hokie Steve has been very much, no, it cannot happen because the American will get in.
If JMU wins out, they will make the college football playoff. Right now, the committee is saying JMU's strength of schedule is not high enough. They haven't won enough good games. They haven't won enough big games. Look at these American teams. All they do is play good games every single week. They're being put through the meat grinder. But JMU finishes strong with three games to play. Washington State, you cannot deny, they don't have a conference, but they're a legitimate team with a legitimate roster. You finish with Coastal. Coastal's been a great team this year. That's a big game. And then you have the Sun Belt title game, probably against Southern Miss, who has been fantastic this year. One loss in Sun Belt play. That's a big game. You finish with three big wins. That argument's off the table. There will be momentum towards pushing JMU up, and it will happen.
I just don't think that's going to happen, though. Jeremy, you want to chime in on this? It just... There's the reason Tulane's above JMU right now is because they beat Duke, all right? And an 8-2 record in the American, they're saying, is better than one loss in the Sun Belt.
But right now, if the American title game were played, Tulane would not be in it, correct? You're going to take a group of five team that didn't win its own league?
Well, they're tied with North Texas. Would North Texas have the tiebreaker over them?
Navy's got it, right? So if Navy wins out, because Navy had the Notre Dame game, so they're one behind everybody.
Yeah, right.
I think right now it would be Navy and Tulane, which would be a great game, and the winner on that's going to have momentum, but that's not Tulane. You can't take a group of five team that didn't win its own league. If you want to make a case for the American champion, make your case for Navy, make your case for any of these guys. But they need to sort their own business out before they start hyping up teams.
Yeah, I definitely think it's between North Texas and JMU or whoever wins the American, because the way that the playoff format is, it's the top five conference champions. So if Tulane doesn't win the league, they're not a top 10 team in the nation. Nobody's arguing that. They have to win. And as good as they are, I just don't think they're better than JMU.
Right. I think Hokie Steve is probably banging his head into the wall right now because he made this argument yesterday and was proven right. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, I think I owe you guys a couple sandwiches.
Yeah, I mean...
What's his argument that he's been proven right on?
Is that the American is above JMU, all right? And JMU cannot jump them unless they lose. If Tulane wins out... They're not. JMU cannot jump ahead of them.
If Tulane wins out, they could still miss the American title game, is what I'm telling you.
Right. And then I'm telling you Hokie Steve is saying, well, then they would just put the American winner in.
You're arguing for like a conceptual thing. You're saying like Tulane is better than JMU, and I'm like, but what if they don't win? Like the Navy's better than JMU. Like, pick your team that's better than JMU. Stop making arguments for everybody. Like, pick a team, tell me why they're better than JMU. Let's argue two teams.
Right. I'm not arguing. I'm telling you the committee did not put JMU in. I argued for JMU all of yesterday, and I lost this argument to Hokie Steve, and now I'm not going to lose it to you because the committee already made their statement.
The committee put the entire American Conference above JMU? That's phenomenal. I didn't realize we were ranking conferences now on Tuesday nights. That's incredible.
The Sun Belt is 1-16 against non-Sun Belt teams. ODU has the lone victory against Virginia Tech. Am I crazy, Jeremy? Hokie Steve laid it out, and then the committee accepted his layout.
Your definitive proof here is that Tulane is ranked above JMU, which I am spotting you. Tulane is ranked above JMU. And I'm telling you now that if Tulane wins out and doesn't win the American title, and you're like, well, then obviously Navy would because Navy's better than JMU. The committee didn't say that last night. You're putting words in the committee's mouth. They didn't say anything of the sorts.
It certainly feels like the American's just going to be the one that, gets over it. Just because it seemed like JMU had all the momentum to be the second place Group of Five team when USF was in that spot, and now Tulane's jumped them. They have all the momentum now. I feel like even if Tulane doesn't get there, it's going to be tough for JMU to get in just because they are favoring the American. As much as I don't think they should, they seem to be.
Y'all are arguing ESPN's pro-American conference bias. I just need y'all to listen to yourselves for a minute. You're on the radio, on the Fan, a distinguished, this is the sports home in Virginia, and you're arguing that ESPN is in the tank for American conference football teams. This is absurd.
It's anti-Sunbelt more than anything.
The ESPN's anti-Sunbelt, a pro-American bias. And by the way, Navy's got complications, dude. If Navy wins the American, are you going to take a team that plays its biggest game of the year 5 days before a playoff game? Are you really going to do that? Like, you're just serving them up to the wolves at that point. You're going to let Navy play Army, biggest game of their year. They're not, I mean, they are playing to win the Commander-in-Chief trophy. You know that. It's an incredibly big game. And then you're going to send them to Alabama 5 days later? I mean, you're just begging for a 58-0 game.
I think that Navy would miss out on the championship because Texas has the game over them.
Well, you're arguing hypotheticals. If Navy makes the American title game and wins, would they get picked over JMU?
Yes.
And you're wrong. So there we go. I've been proven correct once again. Good work, MP.
I don't understand how you can say this when they have not been included in the bracket.
If JMU
wins... Look. If it's going to be Tulane or North Texas, it won't be JMU. I want it to be JMU. I clearly think the committee has made 100 mistakes because Notre Dame should not be ahead of Miami. But there's bias in all of this. And for JMU, they don't care about a win over Washington State. And another win over Coastal on the road. Coastal's a good program. They're in the same conference as them. The Sun Belt gets zero respect. The American does, and the American actually, what was Hokie Steve saying yesterday? Like 6-11 against non-American teams. They did their part in the non-conference to get the respect. The American winner is going to get in over JMU, unfortunately.
I just want to assure you that in that room with that committee, the Sun Belt gets no respect, and the American also gets zero respect. There is zero respect for any of
these
teams.
No, there's not, because there has to be a G5 team in.
Yeah, and so look,
here's what I'm saying. The way that the committee is breaking down the 12 is they're putting every conference in order based off of the strength of the conference. The SEC is the strongest, they get 5. Big 10, second strongest, they get 3. Then they're going to the Big 12, then they're going to the ACC. They have ranked all the G5s, and they do not have the Sun Belt towards the top at all.
They don't rank conferences, they rank teams. And when it comes to
they're also ranking the conferences.
They're not ranking the conferences. That's not a thing they're doing. They're ranking the teams. And right now, JMU is not the best Group of Five team. But after they win 3, if they win 3, and you know this, you know I don't think they're going to win their last 3, which is why I hate...
Right, so you're arguing a hypothetical.
My hypothetical, though, is if they win the last 3, they're in the playoff, and I hate that I may not get a chance to be proven correct here, because I will put the breakfast sandwich on the line. If JMU wins its last 3, they will participate in the college football playoff.
Yeah, I'm collecting breakfast sandwiches because I got one from Jeremy yesterday because he thought JMU was going to be included.
In the top 25?
Yeah.
That's on Jeremy. He's young. He'll learn. He should know better.
They needed to put a G5 team in there.
The committee doesn't care yet. When they lock in and make the real one, if JMU's on a 3-game heater, there will be a ton of national momentum behind them. They will participate in the playoff.
I'm just saying, what if North Texas is on a 7-game heater? The American's going to get the respect.
You keep changing the team you're arguing for.
Because I'm telling you, the American winner will get in over the Sun Belt winner.
You keep arguing for the conference. There is no bias towards the American conference. They rank teams. The American needs to settle on a team, and once they do, we'll compare that team to James Madison, and we'll see which team is better, and they will be awarded a college football playoff berth.
I do believe they are absolutely ranking the conferences.
Which of the four would be...
Why do you think the ACC is down to 1? Because they're ranking the ACC.
No, because they're ranking the teams, and the teams are dog poo.
No, they're not! The ACC has multiple teams in the top 25. Like Miami, Georgia Tech, Virginia. That's 3 teams in the top 25.
They are throwing Virginia a bone because of their record. You cannot tell me with a straight face you think Virginia could win a college football playoff game. They can't. No. Get out of town.
I mean, why are you even playing the games then?
Well, they need to play a balanced schedule so that when you say, why don't they play the games, we can say, they did play the games against the same teams and we figured out who was best. Instead, you give one team a cakewalk. And by the way, this is an SEC problem too. Look up Texas A&M's schedule. It's nothing compared to Georgia's schedule. Georgia's a better team than A&M, but they give such deference to the records that it doesn't show that right now.
So you're telling me they're not ranking the conferences, but Miami is 8-2, Notre Dame is 8-2. Why is Notre Dame ahead?
Because they're ranking teams. They're ranking
teams.
No,
because the ACC gets no respect because they have a low ranking, and Miami's two losses are in the ACC. The way it played out, what they're telling you is Miami is 8-2, Notre Dame not 8-2. What? That's what they're saying. They're saying you're 8-1.5 because you played Texas A&M.
Why is Miami ahead of UVA if UVA's won more games?
Because Miami is getting the respect for beating Notre Dame.
Because they're a better football team. Because they're ranking teams. That's what the committee does. They rank football teams. They watch football.
Miami's
they rank
in
the
because
teams.
They beat Notre Dame.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did UVA
and because
beat
the
Notre-
ACC needs to have a person in there.
If Miami doesn't play in the ACC title game, would you consider them for the spot?
If they have the same record as Notre Dame, yes. Because they have a head-to-head win. That's what we just said.
No,
right?
Would you let them leapfrog the ACC champion?
I would put them in and take Notre Dame out because that's what head-to-head should matter most.
Would you put them in and take the ACC champ out?
No.
Okay.
I would have the ACC champ in. I'm just saying, if the records are the same, head-to-head should matter. If the records are not the same, like for JMU versus like a Tulane, they're going with strength of conference.
I just think that because we went to these 16-team conferences, you can't legitimately compare records anymore because the schedules are so different. One 8-2 can be like somebody else's 6-5. Like it's so different now. We need to get back to a group playing the same 8 teams so that we can legitimately compare them fairly.
Yeah, a 3-loss team should not get in.
I don't know if you have a compelling case. I'm not mad about it.
See, that's where we differ. So you would be okay with the SEC getting 6 teams in because Missouri and Tennessee are both better than Virginia.
I don't think they should be in, but I do think they're both better than Virginia. The point of the tournament is to decide who the best college football team in America is. So any team that is in this should have a viable claim that they are the best college football team in America. That's why we allow a group of 5 team in, because we need to see how do they measure up against the big boys. That's why we allow an ACC team in. We need to see how do they stack up against the SEC. But when we're talking about wild card teams, I think we need to include teams that have a plausible chance of winning an Natty, and UVA doesn't.
So would you put UVA in or Tennessee if there's one spot open?
I would put Tennessee in, the team more likely to compete for the national title.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm not putting them in with 3 losses.
Well, if they win out, they're going to have some wins. And that's part of the SEC. You get chances to have those wins every week. Texas is an interesting case, right? I would have Texas all the way out.
The thing. Texas should have been eliminated.
We know they can't win the Natty.
But the way this has set up is that they are going to reward Texas if they beat Texas A&M with a CFP spot. And to me, that's baloney because they have 3 losses.
I agree with baloney on that because we know Texas can't win the national title. We've seen that on the field.
They had every opportunity.
Yeah.
They've had 3 games this year to make a statement, and they didn't do it.
I agree. They should be excluded from the playoff.
That's Michael Phillips. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Wizards, who are in Minnesota taking on the T-Wolves. It's time for a Wizards Wednesday on AWOD Radio.
It's a Wizards Wednesday on AWOD Radio.
Keeps away from Isaac George. Foul line to the basket. Pocket pass. Sarr stopped to Wiggins. Sorry.
Tune in as Dave Johnson, play-by-play voice of the Washington Wizards, joins AWOD at 12:30.
Left wing for three. Oh, it's there! It's there!
For a Wizards Wednesday on the Fan.
Dave, hello. How are you?
Well, you know, it just occurred to me, we've had a road-heavy schedule to start the season, and I don't think I've done a AWOD Radio Wizards Wednesday from Washington yet. We opened the season on a Wednesday. We were in Milwaukee, Boston, Houston, and now Minneapolis. So four in a row on the road for Wizards Wednesday. But, yeah, imagine that. Another challenge for the Wizards tonight against the Timberwolves.
Let's start with Alex Sarr, who's questionable for this game. But I've been so impressed with him this season. The development with the three-point shot. We knew he was good defensively. What I wonder is, where was this in summer league? Like, it feels to me like he improved a ton after summer league to now.
Well, you know, and summer league is always tough to judge. I mean, you know, we've seen superstars in summer league that were just superstars in summer league and never really it showed in the NBA. You know, obviously FIBA EuroBasket, you know, was a big competition after that, but I think it was coming anyway, and whether it showed in summer league or not, I think, you know, it didn't just show up in the first game of the season here. It had been coming in his work habits and what we saw some of last year. But, and I wish I had the numbers in front of me. I should have come better prepared. You take 25 points off of my performance today. But he, last I checked, from the 2024 draft class, he's the number one scorer from that class. At 19.1, he's the number one block shot person, and he's third in the league last I checked, and maybe those numbers have altered a little bit. He's had 10 multi-block block games this season. And then some of the other, you know, rebounding, field goal, and again, you compare it to the rest of the 2024 draft class, if he's not number one, he's right up there. So it's one of those things where, you know, yeah. We love to play with statistics, and if you play with statistics, you're like, wow, he's performing like a number two overall draft pick. He's the number one scorer right now from that draft class. So nobody's encouraged by a 1-12 record and the way the team's playing, but what people are buzzing about on our good friend social media is Alex Sarr, is Keyshawn George, who even in a losing effort the other night, you know, had 29 points. So this is what this process is all about. Now, again, as you develop, you know, also you need to show signs of winning as a team. Maybe not a playoff team, maybe not a 500 team, but certainly not a team that's 1-12.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Dave, and there's a lot of bright spots here, and I've been telling my audience that are Wizards fans, they are trying to keep that draft pick that is theirs if they are bottom eight, and right now they're learning how to win. They should have beaten the 76ers, no doubt about that. They should have beaten the Mavericks. They should have beaten the Pistons. They're learning how to win games, and that's going to be tough for this young group here, but there was a headline Tuesday that came out that the Wizards had a players-only meeting. What do you think was the point of that, Dave?
Well, the point of that was as you mentioned, you referenced that you should have won that overtime game against Detroit, made Cade Cunningham, although he had 45 points, made Cade Cunningham shoot an NBA record, missed an NBA record, 31 shots. I mean, that's significant. NBA record, 31 shots. But then all of a sudden, Houston was not good. Okay, you know, the Rockets are a better team, and you expect a better performance, quite frankly, Sunday against Brooklyn. And it starts with, you know, defensive intensity, those cliche words that we use, but it just wasn't there Sunday. But you could feel it from the start. Now, again, the team doesn't go out and say we're going to relax tonight or whatever. It just happens. As I say, people don't you don't consciously switch off, but it happens, and they lost badly to the Nets. So I think the players only meeting was all right, let's get this out amongst us. There's got to be accountability. This is not good enough. Now, you can have players meetings till you're blue in the face, and they mean nothing if you have them every other game. But I think given the circumstances on Sunday, it warranted some heartfelt talk among the players. Because at the end of the day, you can coach them, you can design this and do that or whatever, but it does come down to the players and accountability.
Yeah, and I think it's the veterans need to lead better, too, in terms of C.J. McCollum and Chris Middleton. I haven't loved their shot selection at all in the fourth quarter of games. Last year, I felt like the story of the season was Bub Carrington just being an awesome rookie. And this year, there's a lot of talk about Sar and Keyshawn George. But Bub's numbers have fallen off, and it seems like his minutes have decreased as well. What are you seeing from the 20-year-old Bub Carrington?
Well, you just hit it, the 20-year-old. And so what I'm seeing is a guy who is still I still believe in Bub Carrington. Now, the minutes have gone down. Bilal Coulibaly is back. So Bub is out of the starting lineup, but what I'm seeing is a guy who's I just want him to get back to being consistent with that mid-range jumper, which he can be, and he's not been this year. But I don't think he forgot how to shoot or how to score. I think it's we're 12 games in; it's going to happen. Why it's not happening now? Obviously, if I knew, I'd be a better paid coach, but. You also made a good point about the shot selection when you were talking earlier. And I was thinking today, as I was just getting back from the shoot-around here in Minneapolis, the Wizards want to play with pace. And last I checked, they're third in the NBA in pace. But as Brian Keith actually made a point at the shoot-around today, playing with pace does not mean taking the first open shot. And so I think that has certainly been a factor against Brooklyn on Sunday and bring it back to Houston probably on Wednesday, that ball movement to create the better shot, to create the better offense, then leads to your defense. In other words, you miss that first open shot, now suddenly your defense is in a compromising position. So I think the two are linked, and I think it's going to be the ball movement starting on offense tonight is going to be a focus while they still try to play with pace. I know it sounds... Well, how do you do that? Well, that's just what it is in the NBA. It's a fine line. Yeah, you want to play with pace, but you don't want to play with a Paul Westhead, as I'm dating myself, with the, if people remember his, or Google it, is the team in California, I'm drawing a blank, Loyola Marymount teams that scored 160 points because he had that run and gun style. So it's not as simple as that.
Dave, I wonder, because you're in the league, you're the play-by-play voice of the Washington Wizards. Have people reached out to you about how difficult it is right now to figure out not just Wizards games, but like, oh, Tuesdays I watch NBA on ABC, or Wednesdays ESPN, Thursdays this. I mean, has anybody reached out to you with how difficult it's been to kind of figure out the day your games are on what channel?
You know, no, quite frankly, but I know that is an issue for some. Oddly enough, it's not been an issue for me. I'm no young guy, but I've kind of fallen into the streaming world that we live in. And we as I'm talking to you on the phone, if I want to watch whatever NBA game, I just Google it and it tells me where it is. So, you know, once upon a time, and this will date your listeners, we used to have TV guides. Remember that, AY?
Yeah.
We had TV guides. They would come in the Sunday newspaper, for goodness sake, and we would save them all week. So then you could find out. You'd go to the TV guide and say, okay, well, this is on this channel, that's on that channel. Well, now we have our phones, our devices, and we do searches. But, it's going to be an issue. But also, I think, like anything, when we're talking in a month into the season of something where it's new, it's Amazon one night and Peacock or whatever.
Yeah.
There's going to be a learning curve, and it's not going to go without saying, oh, people saying, you know what, I used to be able to know TNT and this and that. It's changed.
What is Minnesota known for?
In terms of the city?
Yeah.
Well, I'll do another dated reference. It was the home of one of the greatest sitcoms ever, Mary Tyler Moore, if people can Google that as well. There's a lot of corporate headquarters here in Minnesota. It's known. This is we talk about certain places being there's a football town, there's a baseball town, there's a basketball town. This is a college hockey town. The toughest ticket to get in this town is University of Minnesota Gophers college hockey. So it's a college hockey town, and yeah, it does make sense because we're in the frozen north, so to speak. As my relatives are from next door in North Dakota, and Minnesota was Minneapolis was the big city, but that's why it was always kind of strange. This is a college hockey town, and as you know, the Minnesota North Stars didn't last here in the NHL. They moved to Dallas, and they're of course currently the Dallas Stars. There is a team now back, but it was almost crazy that NHL hockey didn't survive at first here in Minnesota.
Well, good luck on the call tonight, Dave. Always appreciate you taking the time.
And we appreciate everybody in Richmond listening. Thank you so much.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We got Jay Money on the board. And so we were driving back from Raleigh, North Carolina, after NC State defeated VCU. And, you know, Michael and myself, a couple radio guys, decided to throw on a national radio show. And I thought it was very interesting, as the national show had callers from around the league call in and complain about their teams. And so I wanted to do a state of the league vibe check here on AWOD Radio. I want to do a little NFL hits here to go around the league and to kind of check in on every team, because I thought it was very interesting what's going on in Cleveland. There were numerous callers that were complaining about how their team has done this before. And it is interesting when you realize they had Baker Mayfield. They had their franchise quarterback. They let him go. Now, it just seems like they're making the same mistakes again with Shedeur Sanders, not him giving him the best of opportunities. Let's go around the league with NFL hits.
Every regular season matchup, every head coach on the hot seat, the hit stories in the NFL. NFL hits on AWOD Radio.
So we'll start in the NFC, and then we'll work our way to the AFC. Jeremy, with the Eagles, the vibes are all of a sudden really high again. Right? I mean, it just felt like that was one win that they needed to get everybody back together again. It was weird that everybody felt like they were dysfunctional after a win, but a 10-7 win over the Packers in Green Bay had everybody questioning Philadelphia. Well, and then they shut down the Lions, and it's like, yeah, they're still legit. Vibes are high.
I think the vibes are weird in Philly right now. Like, you bring up the fact that defense is playing great, but there are still issues with A.J. Brown, the way he's not finishing routes, even when he's getting targeted. There was one in that game against the Lions where he had a step on a deep ball. Jalen Hurts gave him a target, and he just stopped running. The vibes are still weird over there. They're winning, and winning fixes and hides a lot of it, but if they lose another game down the stretch here, like if they lose to the Cowboys this week, I think the vibes are going to be right back down where they were before the Lions game.
Yeah, I just think they're high because they beat the Lions. And when you look at Detroit, it feels like the vibes are really low right now. In New York, it's very interesting. I mean, you're a Giants fan. What would you say the vibes are? Pretty low?
Definitely low, yeah. Injuries to every major position, running back one, wide receiver one, quarterback one, the head coach is out of the building, the season is done, the vibes are low. Jameis is playing, so that's fun, but the vibes definitely way down in New York.
Yeah, vibes are up in Dallas because they feel like that after that win they could go on a run, and we know how low the vibes are in Washington. It feels like they could not be higher in Chicago right now, right? They are at the top of their division. They feel like they got their guy in Ben Johnson. Caleb's turning a corner. They're making the winning time plays this year rather than losing them in the final minutes like they did last year. So I think the vibes are highest in the NFC North with the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, there's some magic in Chicago right now. I don't know what's doing it. Maybe it's Ben Johnson. Caleb Williams is clutch right now. I don't know how long they can keep it up, but the vibes are
high. They're riding high, and they're going to need to stay riding high, because I think that's a team that loses a game, all of a sudden the vibes change completely, and I could see them going on a losing streak. The vibes are kind of weird in Green Bay. You know, you were on a two-game losing streak, then you barely beat the Giants, and like I said earlier, the vibes are pretty low in Detroit with how bad that offense was against the Eagles. That was probably Jared Goff's worst game as the quarterback of the Detroit Lions. NFC South, vibes are interesting. I think that they're probably highest in Carolina, and that's what's weird, right?
Yeah, I mean, you could argue Tampa Bay.
But two-game losing streak, I mean, how high are the vibes after that disappointing loss to the Bills, after the loss to the Patriots the week before that? I mean, Carolina is actually in a playoff hunt, which is just wild. So I think the vibes are probably highest in Carolina, Tampa, even though they're on a two-game losing streak. And then with Atlanta, I would probably say the vibes are higher in New Orleans than Atlanta. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely. They just lose Michael Penix for the year. Yep. Drake London goes down with an injury. The vibes aren't very high in either of those two cities, but I think I do give the nod to New Orleans right now.
Yeah, coming off a win over the Panthers. Over to the NFC West, and I think the vibes are highest in L.A., I'd probably say second San Francisco, third Seattle, and Arizona pretty low vibes, right?
You think Seattle's lower than San Francisco right now?
No, did I say L.A., then Seattle, then San Francisco?
Okay. Yeah, that's the order I would have it in, too. The top three teams are all pretty high up there. They're probably all going to make the playoffs, and then Arizona's just taking all the bad vibes for all three of them.
Yeah, I mean, I think that division, it's a lock you get three teams in. Seems very unlikely. Over to the AFC, and we'll start in the AFC West, where the vibes are very high for the Denver Broncos. They are pretty much at the lowest they've been in a while in Kansas City. Vegas, low. Where do you think they're at with the Chargers?
The Chargers, also an interesting one. You want to say high because they're winning a lot of games. They just come off of a blowout against the Jags, though. The offensive line is really injured. I'm going to go up more than down, but it's definitely a weird one over there.
Yeah, I think they have higher vibes than Kansas City right now, but they're definitely watching film and having a tell the truth Monday after that loss to the Jags. It's not going to be fun. Vibes are pretty high in Indianapolis, high in Jacksonville. The Texans are the interesting team because they have been all right without CJ Stroud.
Yeah, they've won two straight games.
Two straight without him.
And he's out again on Thursday against the Bills. Maybe Davis Mills has something. The big thing is he's targeting Nico Collins. I don't think CJ Stroud was doing that enough. I don't know why. Nico Collins is a top 10 receiver in the NFL.
It's weird. For Stroud, I think he was spraying the ball around too much, right? You have got to target your number one guy, right? I mean, Jaden struggled with that last year at times, where it was like there were games where McLaurin wouldn't have a target for the first half. You have to go out of your way to target your number one guy. All right, who do you think is the vibe leader in the AFC North? Is it the Baltimore Ravens right now?
It's got to be the Baltimore Ravens. A four-game win streak. Everyone else in that division kind of trending down. The Flacco-led Bengals and that defense don't really have good vibes. The Steelers potentially losing Aaron Rodgers for some amount of time. Mason Rudolph is not going to lead you to good vibes at all over there. I think it's all Ravens right now.
Yeah, there might be some interesting positive vibes in Cleveland with the excitement of Shedeur Sanders getting his first start. It's just from what I heard from Browns fans, they just don't believe that this front office will surround him with enough pieces to be successful. And are they even going to give him the full opportunity? There was talk that he might have a short leash, and I'm like, for who? For who, Cleveland? Why would you not? It's so weird. Stephen A. Smith thinks that he's going to stink in his first start. He doesn't have any weapons. That's going to be a problem. Who is the rookie of the year right now in the NFL? Is it the running back for the Browns up there, Quinshon Judkins?
It could be Judkins. I think it's got to go to one of the receivers, either Abuka or Tet McMillan.
Yeah.
You might be able to make the argument for Jackson Dart if he wins a couple more games, just because quarterback bias and all that. But I think I give the nod to Abuka right now over everybody else.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's Abuka, but I feel like his production has fallen off in the last few weeks.
Yeah, he hasn't gotten into the end zone like he was in the beginning of the season, but he's still putting up numbers. He's still the wide receiver one for a division-leading team, and he's been carrying a lot of the load with Chris Godwin and Mike Evans out.
Vibes all-time high for the Patriots. Jets, Dolphins, and Bills just all having kind of weird years. Miami has won a couple in a row, but there's just no future there in Miami. I still think McDaniel's going to be out of a job at the end of the season. And for Buffalo, like, it's every other week they go from contenders to win the Super Bowl to are we sure they're a playoff team? It's so interesting. They got destroyed by the Dolphins, and then they had the offensive performance of the weekend against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in a 44-32 win. They're up and down this season. I do think that this could be the start of a win streak, and it starts Thursday night, tomorrow night on Amazon Prime, as they're in Houston to face off against the Texans. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday Doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location while supplies last.